Okay, here we go. First, watch your breath. And please don't move after you take your position. If you've got to move, do it now. You don't have to try to control your breathing in any way. Just let it go naturally. You're just counting it and watching it.
take a break. Okay. Next part I'd like to do in this meditation is when you're warming up to do your real meditation, there's a practice to bring a holy being into the room to meditate with you. This is a custom, okay? So you try to think of the being that you think is holiest in the world. I think for a lot of people it's whatever they grew up with, like Jesus or Moses or whatever, okay? And at this point that's fine, okay? You just want to bring some very, very holy being in the world to come and meditate with you. A lot of people like to use His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. Or if you have a Lama, another Lama, then try to visualize them. If you don't have any particular connection with any Lama, or you don't feel like you have any much holy being in your life, you can try Tara, is very beautiful. This woman Buddha here. And I think a lot of people find her easy to visualize, okay? Detsokapa is very good if you have any feeling towards that, okay? So, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. If you want to make one up, it's okay, alright? But should be someone, you know, if someone said, it's what you had in mind when you were a little kid and they said, if Jesus walked in the room, what would He look like, or something like that. And it should be someone that you relate to, okay? Some holy being. And you're going to visualize them, or you're going to picture them sitting with you as you meditate. And this is part of the warm-up, okay? It's important to have the blessings of some kind of holy being, alright? Is this just a make-believe? Not really. There are holy beings like that. They can appear any way they want. They're not restricted but like we are. They can look any way they want. Your dog could be one of these beings, okay? Don't know. You really don't know. They have the ability. But put one in front of you, sitting in meditation with you, who's very, very real, okay? Seems very, very real. And they're going to help us meditate, okay? So we'll do a very short one like that, and I'll teach you how to do that visualization, all right? How to get it ready, okay? So we'll start again. It's good to do, at the beginning, it's good to do many brief meditations, okay? We'll do just a short breathing practice, and then I'll lead you through how to visualize this person who's sitting in front of you, okay? Ready? Do all your, what do they call it? Do all your, what do they call it when kids do that? Fidgeting now. Yeah, get all your fidgeting done now. Okay. Watch your breath. Try to count it. Don't lose track. When you come back from your 3-minute distraction to what you're going to do after this class, pick up at 1 again, okay? Okay, now try to visualize this being in front of you. It's about the same size as you, facing you on a cushion. And first, just get their silhouette. Okay, it's like a black and white silhouette. There's a light behind them, and all you can see is their outline. Don't try to do anything more. Just get a definite sense of their outline. Go around the outline, make sure it's all detail is right. Where their hair is, where their arm is, where their leg is. Now try to do the outline of their face and their hair. Get their eyes right and make it in color, okay? Their eyes looking at you. Now color in the rest of their face and their hair. Don't lose your concentration. Keep focusing on them. Now color in the rest of their body. In the scriptures, you have to make their body as beautiful as possible. It's not made of bone and blood and flesh. It's pure light, pure, beautiful, warm, radiant light. And their health is, I mean, physically they are perfect. They're made of light. They're like angels of light. Now give their body some breath. They're breathing. See their body moving slightly, breathing, and eyes moving slightly. Give their body some warmth that you can feel slightly, the warmth of their body. So it's important that visualization of a being shouldn't be for you visualizing a painting or something like that. It's not like that. They're a living, real being, and your meditation, the picture in your mind has to be perfect, three-dimensional, warm, breathing. Now give their body some fragrance, some slight perfume smell. It's hard to visualize a smell, but you have to learn to do it if your meditation is going to be good. So visualize one of your favorite sweet scents, and could be a smell of a flower or a perfume or something, the ocean, but a wheat field, the grass cut, the desert after rain, some sweet smell. Make their body smell like that. Now visualize their state of mind, you know, visualize some kind of pure joy, beauty, a mind that's not at all like our minds, like their mind is very, very happy, very pure, very clean. Imagine a mind that doesn't have any negative thoughts all day long, just all they think about is beautiful, happy, I think slower than our minds. And in some kind of bliss all the time. So try to imagine how they feel in their own head as they're looking at you. Now imagine that that fragrance and the warmth of their body moves around both of your bodies, so that like you're both together inside a like a sphere of that warmth and that fragrance, like it's enveloping both of you. And imagine that you're both inside a large, the light from their body is surrounding you also, and the smell of their body is surrounding you, and the warmth of their body. Then ask them for some blessing or some strength, both for your meditation and for your whole life. And ask them in your mind, in your heart. And then imagine that they're very pleased, and their chest opens slightly, very slight opening in their chest. And then this white light starts to come out, very slow, like a ray, a single wide ray of light, like maybe half an inch across. And very slowly bridging the gap between you. It's coming out very slowly, and imagine it's coming towards your chest. Then imagine it's very close to your chest, and you can feel the warmth of the light. And then imagine your own chest is opening slightly. And then finally you feel the light coming from them into your own heart, and you can feel the light, is the beam is connecting you both, and you feel this warm, like nectar coming into your chest, like honey, like warm honey. And imagine that it brings you a little bit of the happiness they feel all the time, just a little bit, and imagine that it's filling you. And you feel just a little bit of how they feel all the time. And enjoy it. And just sit there and enjoy it. And don't think about other things. Just enjoy it. Okay, then the last part of this meditation, you think about someone you know who's in trouble today, someone who's sick or upset or lost somebody or unhappy, or and dedicate this good energy of this meditation to them. So put them in your mind and dedicate this good, this very beautiful energy to them. Okay, relaxed in. Okay.